4-0-something. You know what that means. It's time for the Meeting of the Steves. Featuring Steve Thompson. He may have picked the Raiders to make the playoffs this year, but he's still our number one pick. And please welcome Hall of Famer, fisherman, huntsman, overall jerky superstar, the man, the myth, the legend, Steve Kearney.
It is an award-winning intro if I've ever heard it. Steve Kearney, how are you?
Oh, that just cracks me up, Steve. Just cracks me up.
Yeah, Lindsay's the best. That's awesome. Steve, the heat is on again.
You know, I can't believe the fishing is good as it is right now, Steve. It's I have no idea why. Had a really good morning this morning with big crappies and some walleyes, and I just don't get it. Normally at this time of the year with these type of temperatures, it's tough, but boy, it's just been really good, and I don't know why. And a lot of my cronies are saying, you know, the same thing. It shouldn't be this good, but it is. And, you know, the water temperatures are up and they're down, and they're up and they're down, and it's just really weird. But, you know, this morning I got on a lake, and, you know, we've had a south wind the last couple of days, and it's amazing what a factor wind is at this time of the year. Because of the south wind, I started fishing on the north end of the lake because the wind has been hitting in that area for 2 days, and that's where the fish were, where the wind was blowing. Yeah. Just kind of one of those things you think about, you know, what is the wind doing? How long has it been going out of a particular direction? And it was a good move, though, that, you know, south wind blows into the north shoreline, and, you know, it just mixes things up. It gets the bait fish going. It gets the insects going. And it was very good this morning. We were on the water at 6 o'clock and off about 10:30. Obviously, it was so hot, but the early mornings have been really good. And I wish I knew why, but it just is, and I'm happy about it.
Yeah, it is amazing because over the years we get into August, the dog days, things really slow down. But hey, if it's going good, hopefully that will continue.
Yeah, I wish I could figure out why, and nobody really knows. It's just the water temperatures were, like, you know, really plummeted with that front on Tuesday. It went down to, like, oh, maybe 6-7 degrees down, and now it's kind of coming back again. And usually fish don't react, you know, when those water temperatures change like that. It tends to kind of shut them down a little bit, but they're still hanging on these weed edges about 12 to 14 feet. Depending on what lake you're on. And we caught some walleyes and crappies this morning in 6 feet of water, which has been going pretty good for the last 2 weeks. Again, depending on what lake you're on. But one recommendation is make sure you bring a bag of ice with you before you go to the lake. And it's really important. You know, a lot of people just, you know, leave their fish in the live well. You know, have to, you know, drain the live well after you're fishing by law. And then those fish sit in that live well with nothing in it, and it only takes about 25 minutes, and, you know, they can spoil. So I bring a 5-pound bag with me in a cooler, and when I'm done fishing, I dump that ice into the live well, and then they're fine for a couple of hours. So, you know, the worst thing you can do is try to drive around and find a convenience store to get ice when you've already got fish and you can't find it, and the longer you take, the worse those fish are going to be. So make sure you, you know, have ice with you at this time of the year, all the way through August, really. And that's how you have good fish on the table instead of fishy fish, which happens when they spoil.
Yeah, and I don't like that. I've never been a fan of that. You go to the trouble to get some nice fillets. You want to make sure they're the highest quality. That is certainly great advice. What do you got in the coming week? It is going to be hot. I know you have no problem getting out there early, and I would assume being out early is going to be a big deal again this week.
Oh, absolutely. I'm on the water, you know, and the sun's coming up in the morning, and there was a lot of people out today. It was, you know, a typical Saturday and a lot of recreational people, but the fisher people were out really early. And that's really the name of the game. Just try to get out there as early as you can, get it done, get off by 10 or 11 at the latest. And those fish respond, too. And another factor, too, is shaded shorelines. When you have that sun coming up in the morning, when you get on the east side of a lot of these lakes with tree cover, there's shade there. And that shade can go out maybe 100 yards. And that's where the bait fish are. Those bait fish will tuck in under these shaded areas. And I just pull plugs along these areas, 7-8 feet of water, you know, really small crankbaits, and just, you know, cruise along those shaded areas. And it's amazing how they just hang on that edge from the shade to the sun. And they typically do that in the morning. And then when the sun comes up and the shade's gone, the fish are gone. So next time, you know, people are thinking about going out and trying that technique, look for those shaded shorelines on the east side with tree cover, and you'll see it. It's very obvious, but people don't pay too much attention to that. But that's a real key in the morning, is those shaded shorelines.
Steve, always good to visit with you. Have a good week. We are off next Saturday. We have a mid-afternoon Twins game in Seattle, so we'll do it again in a couple of weeks.
All right. We'll see how things change here in a couple of weeks, Steve-O.
Yeah, that's right. Hopefully the bite is still good in 2 weeks. Steve Kearney joining us here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Quick break. Update on the 3M Open. They're flying along. Third round almost in the books on this warm day. And then the stage is set for a great finish on Sunday at the TPC of the Twin Cities. The Loons are in action after the long World Cup break. They're back in action tonight at Allianz Field. Andy Greeter is going to join us at about 4:35 today. And then we'll count you down to the Twins and the A's. Bobby Nightingale will join us following the news at 5. With an update on the Twins. They dropped the first game of the homestand, first game of the series, 2-0. They managed only two hits to the A's on Friday night. All of that on the way here at News Talk, 830-WCCO.